Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is a longtime, more than 14-year member of our Brain Trust, and she's been she's one of our top online experts, one of our top technology experts. She's the president of ReadyGo Inc. ReadyGo.com is the website. She's got some great credentials, folks. Her experience with technology and with the online world go back to the 90s when she was part of some of the early development of browsers and e-commerce. And she's the author of a couple of important books, including E-Learning 2.0, also the E-Commerce Question and Answer book, and our good friend, Anita Rosen. Welcome back.
A pleasure to be here.
And she's one of the experts on e-learning, but today we're going to talk about AI. Tell the audience what AI is.
Well, we hear about AI constantly now.
Elon Musk is afraid of it. He's worried about it.
Well... You're not talking about an outlier personality.
I know.
AI, I think it's important for people to know about because
we're
hearing about it all the time, and it is going to change how we work.
Tell them what AI
stands
for.
Depending on where you fall in the spectrum, it's either going to be something that you're thrilled about or something that you should really be concerned about.
Anita, tell them what AI means.
So how about if I get into, instead of telling you what it means, I'm going to explain. I'm going to give you a situation. I'm going to explain how it's used.
All right.
So I'm in a learning business, training business. And let's say you have an application that you're taking. I'm going to use an elementary school application for academic vocabulary. So you want to teach kids academic vocabulary. The first piece is to figure out where they fall on the academic vocabulary scale, what words they know. So you give them, this is a computer application, so the kids log on to, it gives them a first grade word. If they get it right, it gives them a second grade word. If they get it right, it gives them a third grade word. If they get it right, they give them a fourth grade word. If they get it wrong, you might want to give them another fourth grade word. If they get it right, then you can maybe give them a third fourth grade word. If they get it wrong, then maybe you want to send them back and give them a third grade word. If they get it right, send them back to fourth grade. Did they get it right? If they get it wrong, give them another fourth grade word. So do you understand what I'm doing here? What we're doing is trying to figure out, you give them a word. If they get it right, they move on. If they don't get it right, now you figure out where they fall. One of the big issues teachers have is each kid, when they're reading, it's hard to know if they're just good at reading out loud or if it's hard for them to read out loud as opposed to if the words are stopping them.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you figure out where they fall on the reading spectrum? So AI, and what I just gave you is an example of AI. And AI is just algorithms. And the algorithm says, the one that I just gave you is, if you get it right, move on to the next pool of words. If you get it wrong, test that pool again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll give them, and the algorithm is how many times, if they get it wrong, how many times do you need to give them one from that pool before you consider that they move on, or you step them back to make sure that they
right
okay with the previous one.
If this, then that.
It's this, then that. Exactly. It's this, then that, and it's an algorithm. And this one I gave you is a pretty simple algorithm.
It's very simple. Let's help folks out. AI, folks, means artificial intelligence.
It means artificial intelligence. And what I just showed you was artificial intelligence. And you say, well, that's not that difficult. none of it is that difficult.
Right.
It's all an algorithm, and an engineer will get in there after a while. They'll test. They'll do a beta test on some kids, and they'll say, did that really give us good information? Or do we need to change it? Do we need to give them two words from
here? Here's a quick example. I got to take a quick break in a second. Here's a quick example, folks, of how it's happening to you. If you search for certain things, there's an artificial intelligence on Google that tells them you might like this other product, and when you go to the next page, that product appears because that algorithm, that artificial intelligence, has determined that if you chose this, then you probably like that, and they give you that ad.
Correct.
Quick break. Right back with Anita Rosen. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Good sense, evil sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old cages, fires, wagons, brother, your mind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.